You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Usually we start organically, and now we're just starting.
Yeah.
That was a good start, I feel like, right there.
But we didn't do Welcome to Mystery Crate.
Yeah, well, Woody just did it.
We usually don't do that right off the top, though.
That usually comes in like 4 minutes in.
Yeah. I know, but when we're doing a very regimented beginning, when, like, for the audience, we want to set some time parameters on our topics for today, and we want to kind of be structured. If you're going to be structured, it's difficult to come out of the box free flow. Oh, we're shooting the shit. And then Welcome to Mystery Crate. But for being structured today, we're setting time limits. I feel like we kind of just got to begin with Welcome to Mystery Crate.
That's fine with me.
I think we should leave all that in.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what are we doing today? We're doing Wheel of Topics, right, Chris?
Yes.
Chris's, Roy, Tony, me.
Yes.
Wheel of Topics.
Let's do it. I couldn't be more excited. Roy, hit it. Well, first we got to find out who it lands on. It's the person that... what's on the wheel? I can't see the wheel from here.
The wheel are the five of us. It's
okay,
five
so
people.
It's not the topics.
So it's right. The five people.
Okay. Right.
And then wherever it lands, that person delivers their topic.
But before we spin the wheel, we should explain that today we have a special guest in the studio.
Yes.
And we're having lunch with him.
Yes.
As soon as we finish recording this.
Which is why we set a time limit.
So we're setting a 5-minute time limit per topic. We've never done this before. Mm-hmm. This is a Mystery Crate exclusive.
Ooh.
And so everyone's going to get 5 minutes with their topic. And if you don't finish, we don't wrap it up, the next person goes.
I love how we're blaming just our innocent guest for the reason.
How about our guest picks what name is?
Oh,
obviously I can't see it. But Josh can
Josh,
see
can
the
you
wheel.
See the
he's
wheel?
A lot
Get
closer.
Up for Josh. How about Josh?
Hey. Hey.
Josh is closer to the wheel, so he should read off whose name it lands.
Now, for people wondering at home, this is an actual guest that's allowed to be in the studio.
Right. Yes.
The last time we had a guest like this, it was just someone had infiltrated our lair, and this is a lot less scary than
now,
the last time.
Now, for the audience, we are perpetually having lunch an hour after you're listening to this.
That's right.
So we're always having lunch with Josh, but it only begins an hour after you started listening to this.
That's right.
Correct.
Exactly. Continuity.
Mm-hmm.
Good work, Whittingham. Should we spin the wheel?
Yep.
Spinning it. Now Josh is going to tell us where it lands.
Josh, come over here. Josh, come over here.
From here. Where is it?
So you can...
I can see it from here.
Oh, he saw it. Okay.
All right. Who did it land on, Josh?
Tony.
Oh, wow.
Tony.
Well, well, well. So we were having a conversation post-show.
I thought he said Cody.
Do you want it?
Tony.
I can't
see
Tony.
Clock is ticking.
Neither of us can see it.
You're 10 seconds in.
I'm just trying to throw you off.
10 seconds in.
You fool. So, we were talking mid-show about the use of the word bro.
Mm.
And bro is a very Miami word. And witty...
Is it?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, very much so.
Almost
I would say per capita, we use bro more than any city in America.
Especially in Hialeah. Yes.
Perhaps
it's like a made-up stat.
How would you know that? You've never lived... other than Tony, I don't think any of you have ever lived anywhere else.
Well, you never lived in Miami.
There are different ways to bro. There's a Midwest bro. There's a West Coast bro. Like, I don't think Miami's the only place that bros.
I think West Coast is bra. West Coast is bra.
It's bra. Yes.
Is it though?
Yeah. Shaka bra, you know?
I feel like we sound like a bunch of Miami people that have never really been anywhere else.
Right.
I'm
what
cultured.
Else is new?
I'm traveled and I'm cultured.
How do they say bro in across the pond?
Bruv. What he says, bruv.
Oh, no, I haven't that bruv at all.
I love a good bruv.
Brethren.
Jesus Christ.
Sometimes I'll sub bruv for
mate.
Bro.
How about mate?
Nah, mate's
that's
not
it. Mate
is bro.
No, but bruv is bro.
No, but bruv is a bit more specific. It's a bit more localized.
You got that right.
I don't think bruv is universal.
It's more Southampton.
No, I haven't that bruv. South Everton?
Southampton.
Southampton. No, it's South more kind of Upton. South London. You know what I mean? Yeah? Mm.
Right. Okay.
Brother.
You're my brother.
We will accept the premise that maybe Miamians say bro more than other
Trust
people.
Trust me. The more
just
you live here,
for the sake of this segment.
The more you live here, the more you're going to notice everybody says bro. And it's not confined to just dudes. Ladies say it as well.
Mm.
Everybody says bro.
That's what Nobody separates us from the rest of the country.
Exactly.
The women say bro.
Exactly.
Right.
So,
I've never heard a woman say bro, but I'm more of a Broward guy.
I was going to say, you're not a Miami guy.
That is true. You're not a Miami
guy. I've never been
Miami
called
guy.
Bro by a woman.
As
pero the, like bro.
Exactly.
Now you just sound like Billy Corbin doing a Cuban accent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but Billy nails it. Anyways, so again, as the most Miami guy here, because I am essentially by nature the most Miami guy here.
I'm sure you are.
Wow.
No, literally because I live in Miami and nobody else does.
I was born in Miami Gardens. So
but that's Miami Gardens.
That's still Miami.
Yeah, but no.
And Billy and Mike aren't in this room right now. Would you be saying that if they were in here?
I would still say that if they were in here.
Wow.
Look at this kid.
Self-anointed.
It's my
God.
It's my
All
city.
Right, Mr. King of Miami. Tell us more.
Well, I mean, you said it, not me.
Mr. 305 over here.
That's right. There's only a couple Mr. 305s. You know what? I would actually put Dan as a Mr. 305.
If we did a
Mr. 305.
That's more Miami Beach, though.
No. But if we did a Mr. 305 Mount Rushmore,
Mr. 786.
It would be Udonis, Mr. 305.
Mm-hmm.
It would be Pitbull.
No. Pitbull's first.
I think it's a Mount Rushmore, though.
Udonis first is absurd.
This makes me sad.
What?
This is
a very this podcast pick, but go on.
No, two Americas.
It's, no, it's
That's
not.
Very
it's,
two Americas.
It's not How is it two Americas?
It absolutely is two Americas.
What is?
Udonis Haslam,
uh-huh.
Pitbull,
uh-huh.
He's separating the two Americas right there.
Well, two Miamis, really.
But it's two Miamis.
My Mount Rushmore is who would be labeled Mr. 305? Udonis?
Yes.
Pitbull?
Yes.
Of Dan all the athletes we have down here,
no.
Udonis
but it's not
is number
athletes,
one.
Though.
No, I'm
it's
saying
not athletes.
You're putting
figures.
But Udonis is the first athlete you said.
Yes, so Miami High. Do you know where Miami High is? In the heart of Miami.
Yes.
That's fine. You could still go to UF.
Dan wasn't even born in Miami.
That's a good point. That's
Dan was born in New York.
That is New Jersey. By far the biggest slight against Udonis Haslam is he went to the University of Florida.
He still roots
for the University of Miami in football, which I very much appreciate. Yes. However, that needs to be taken into consideration for his Mount Rushmore candidacy.
I still have him as a Mr. 305. Hmm. It's almost like a Mr. Who football and Mr. There? Basketball.
I think you got like 2 minutes left here. You better speed this up.
Gloria Stefan?
Maybe that's a good one.
Yeah, sure.
I would say Dan, I would say Udonis, and I would say Pitbull are my like stone cold locks for Mr. 305. And then we got to figure out a fourth one. But let me get to my topic really quick.
We're Bro. Still not at your topic? You have a minute
no,
left. Less
I,
than
I
a
like
minute.
To meander a little bit. So there's the question was posed between Chris, Whitty, and myself.
Right.
What's the age that you can stop saying bro? And I told them that I will never stop saying bro, no matter how old I am. I will always say bro because it's part of my vernacular. It's part of who I am as a fabric to my culture.
You text bro a lot. I never know how to read it. Like, I'm like, is he mad at me?
No.
This was the next level on the bro subject.
Yes.
The next level on the bro subject was among the more versatile words in the English language. You can take the word bro and turn it into so many things.
Yes.
Okay,
and so you're like, bro, really?
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
Oh, like both of those were very, like, both of those, you were shocked.
All right, I got 5 seconds. Whitty, anybody that whenever texts you, bro, it's not bro, like, I hate you. It's bro, I love you, bro.
Time!
Nailed it.
Okay.
Back to the wheel.
I think we're being a bit aggressive with 5 minutes. She got like 7 minutes.
Oh,
I feel bad for Tony.
There's more meat on that bone, right?
Yeah, there's more meat in that bone.
Yeah, but 7 times 6, 42, and then we have intro and outro and ads. That's a longer show.
Okay, that'd be tight, Brev.
We have banter in between.
All right, who did we all land on?
Billy's not here yet. Do we know if he's going to be here to provide a topic?
Is that what Josh said it landed on?
No.
Josh, where did it land?
It landed on Roy.
Roy!
Where he said Cody.
Yeah, no, he did not say. He did not say. Okay, so the Florida Tony? Panthers invited the show to speak to the rookies during the rookie developmental camp to talk about the media. It was me. It was Chris, Cody, Chris Wittenham, and Stu Gatz. We went to talk to the likes of Spencer Knight,
Matt Kerstad,
and we went to the ice den. We went to the Panthers ice den. And I think it was a great experience. I think they really listened to us. I mean, these are young, impressionable youth that we were talking to about the media, how to deal with us, how to deal with other radio shows, how to talk about hockey and be interesting, and how to deal with social media. Mm. And Chris and Woody, who are here right now, they can talk more about that. How'd you guys think it went?
Well, I think they had listened to a lot of people talk, and we were like the last ones before they were getting out for the day. I think that, like I would have, if I were them, I didn't think that we were really connecting with a lot of them, if I'm being truly honest.
So you wanted some more audience participation.
I just thought that, I thought we did fine. Witty, you know, thank God for him, because
you crushed it.
Witty, he's good at that. You know, I don't know. I just feel like I was sweating the whole time.
Really?
And it's
you were nervous around them.
It wasn't like I was, it was like, cause they were like, the Panthers put us in a spot where it's like, we want you to help these guys out. And it's like, what the hell am I going to like teach these guys?
Well,
about?
No, Chris, you were sweating because the room was hot.
Oh. It was very hot room, to be fair.
The ice stand was hot?
That's crazy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, the ice, because we're near the ice, so they have to heat it up and they're about to, you know, have food, because otherwise it's freezing cold.
And for context, I'm not sure if Roy mentioned this, we're talking to like 17 to 20-year-olds. These are like a couple of these kids are going to make it. You said it was like a rookie camp.
Yeah, it was like a rookie camp.
So but like, it's not like we were talking to Huberto. And which actually would have made it better, because if I was talking to the, I would have been more overwhelmed if I was talking to the actual players.
I have a question for you guys. Roy, you said that you taught them how to deal with us, the media, but how do hockey players deal with us? Like, how would you deal with the Levitard show if you were a hockey player and they were talking about you?
Well, we're a different breed. So dealing with regular radio shows, they're really curt. They're very short with their answers. They like use cliches and whatnot. But our show, like I gave the example of, if we talked to Joe Thornton, we would spend 7 of the 10 to 15 minutes talking about his very long beard, you know, and not really getting to speak about the upcoming matchup with the Stanley Cup champion Lightning, you know, that sort of thing. So we tend to keep them on their toes, but a regular radio show would definitely talk about, okay, how the forechecking would work against the Lightning on Thursday or something.
I just felt like we did a lot of
X and O talk.
Hey, you want to be yourself, but don't get your team mad at you. Like, what else are we supposed to tell them? Like, that was basically what the message we were trying to convey. And we kind of spent a half hour just saying that a bunch of different ways.
Did you use the Spencer Knight joke I gave you?
No, honestly, I couldn't tell which one was
him. Pick him out.
I was like, I googled his picture and I'm like, I wanted to make the Spencer Knight joke, but I didn't know which one was him.
You guys want to know the Spencer Knight joke?
Go on.
Yes.
So it's Spencer Knight with a K, right? And Witty was supposed to, or not Witty, but Cody was supposed to go up and be like, Spencer Rook, huh? Am I right?
Get it, Chess?
That's Chess.
I know you like it.
Spencer Rook was probably how I would have delivered it.
Right. Yeah. It turns out that he was...
Chess, you get it? Do you need me to explain it to you?
But
he
wanted to go Spencer... It's a chess joke.
Right? Right. Yes. I said
that's
why
he's saying Rook. If it's Rook, then it's not a chess joke anymore.
Yeah, but when I say Rook, and then I give a pause, and then say E, I'm hitting both jokes.
You should have said Spencer Knight.
Hey, Billy.
Hey.
But it's Day.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's why I said Knight with a K.
Good day, because Spencer Knight.
Wait.
Hey, Billy.
Hey, guys. By the way, these X chairs, incredible.
Oh my God, are they incredible. Oh,
great chairs. So jealous.
So in the copy, they mentioned a thing about like a certain lumbar support thing, and I was looking at the box. It's the little bit on the bottom, the bottom of the chair, and it juts out a little bit to really get your posture right. And I sat in that chair yesterday. I was like, this is legit. This technology that they're selling is proper.
But you get to raise it too. Like it's
really?
Not just, yeah, I just lifted it.
Stugatz has
it lower because I guess he's a little bit shorter. You can raise it. See that?
Wow.
Right into your lumbar.
Are we going to get more X chairs for us? Or
this makes my eyes feel better.
It's a perk for talent, probably.
No, that good of a chair. Now.
By the way, it turned out that Spencer Knight was the very, very closest player to you.
Yeah, I know. He was the one with the jacked forearms. I should have known.
Yeah. Why really? Was he there? Wasn't it like a rookie?
Well,
he's still technically a rookie. What did he play in, like 8 games last season?
Yeah, including the playoffs.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you guys had fun. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, no, it was great. Stugatz was there in all his Stugatz glory. You know, listen, buddy, this is what you got to do, blah, blah, blah.
And the thing that's most bizarre is like...
Time! Billy, we have 5 minutes to do our topics. Yeah, that's why.
All right, spin the wheel. Good topic, Roy.
Woody was in the middle of a point, I feel like.
Time.
Nope.
Time.
I'm sorry.
Very militant about the time today.
Time.
Right.
Josh, where'd it land?
Chris.
Which one?
Which Chris did it land on? Sorry.
Chris Cody.
Cody.
He said Tony again. So listen. Bro.
No. It's Chris Cody.
I was doing a bit there. Josh should have picked me last.
All right, your timer started. Let's go.
Okay, anyways. All right, my topic.
Billy,
so this morning.
Say, bro?
This morning.
This your time is up. Woody. Cody. God.
Chris Cody.
This morning, we found ourselves in a group text where Jess was getting a nice little breakfast, nice little early morning breakfast.
Oh, God.
And a cat jumped onto her table.
Awful animals.
Which is terrifying to me. A cat, I'm not a, like, if it's a cat I know, I that's not that terrifying. That wasn't terrifying to you? A cat that you don't know?
No, it was cute. Ugh.
I mean, it's evil. Is this a homeless cat?
Cats are evil.
There's a lot of stray cats around Miami.
That is even more terrifying.
It's terrifying.
It would be terrifying if it was a house cat, but the fact that it, but anyway. So,
they're not nice animals. They're shitty animals.
No, evil.
Yes, evil.
Evil.
We all seem to be on the same page here, except Jess on cats.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys are really mean. Cats don't suck. Cats are just misunderstood.
So she sent this picture of this cat, but what I noticed when she sent the picture was right underneath her, she had a little buzzer because she was waiting for her food. And I said, what do you guys prefer, the buzzer or the places that just say order 22 or Chris? Like, what? Like, if you have to do either one of those things in this day and age, what do you guys think? Because I hate the buzzer. Nothing will scare the shit out of me more than the buzzer going off on the table. It's a rookie move to put it on the table because that jar is like.
Yes.
It's a veteran move to just hold it in the hand. It's less jarring, but still jarring. I just prefer, I don't love it when they ask for me my name. I'll always say a random name. Do you guys do this too?
Really?
At restaurants?
Really?
How do you know
and it has nothing to do with, like, I know Billy's looking at me like, you think you're famous. Like, no. It has nothing to do with that. It's just a fun game I like
bro,
to play.
Bro, I'm just wondering.
No, there it is, bro. Hey.
If you've ever forgotten your name.
There may have been a couple times where she's like, Ted. And then I'm like, oh shit, my name's Ted. Yeah. And then I got to go up there.
Okay. So I went to a restaurant.
Big Ted Lasso kicker.
I mean, they had the receipt for your credit card. I mean,
it doesn't matter.
Don't worry about that,
semantics.
Bro. Seriously, don't worry about that.
I went to a restaurant in Greenville, South Carolina. I've been there a few times. It's this great biscuit place. And instead of taking your name or having a number, they ask you a trivia question.
Ooh.
And your answer is what they call out when your food's ready.
It's like a question
it's
of the week. They do it
pure
like, yes.
Chaos. I went
funny.
There.
I like it. Was it. A biscuit place. This happened to me in Orlando at a
same,
biscuit place.
It might be the same exact place. I think they have multiple locations.
Like, it was like question of the week. Yes. What's your favorite sports team? I said Dolphins. And then they're like, Dolphins. And I had to go get my food.
So, bro, that's
just
so giving
a goddamn food.
I like the idea better of just like being called up to the front desk by them just shouting, Scandinavia.
Sensing a theme.
Well, this is the thing. So the question when I went last time was, what was your favorite snack as a child? And I was there with my boyfriend, and we both just stood there. We were like,
Gushers.
We were like, we couldn't think of anything.
Dunkaroos.
We were like, I don't know.
Ooh, that's a good one.
So then I think he made up something. And then, so they just stand there all day, the people who bring the food out, and they're like, mozzarella sticks, Oreos, Dunkaroos.
Bro, that's such a bad idea.
It's better than the buzzer, though.
Idea, bro.
We can all agree it's better than the buzzer.
I disagree. I like the buzzer.
Oh,
the buzzer's great.
I was always on buzzer duty as a kid. I got handed the buzzer. I liked the buzzer. And when you're prepared, when you're prepared for the buzzer, and it just you have a strong grip, and it vibrates in your hand, but you're in control of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great feeling of joy. You're ready to eat. It's
anticipatory.
Really stressful though, because then you start thinking, "What if I miss it?"
Yeah,
you start looking, especially if you're younger and you don't have a ton of responsibilities. You're giving buzzer responsibility. You're like, I need to make sure that I don't mess this up, or no one's going to eat today. So you need to keep an eye on it at all times.
And then sometimes that little light goes off, and you're like, is that it? But
false
it's not
alarm.
Buzzing.
Uh huh. Hate the
false alarm. Do you guys ever like to predict when you're going to be called? So like, even this could be whether they're doing the names, numbers, or a buzzer. Like, you start to get up from your seat and like, I'm going to walk over to the counter because I feel like I'm next.
Mm.
You guys like apply pressure to the restaurants by like, when you feel like you've been waiting too long, I'll get away up from my seat and I'm going to walk up to the counter and just kind of like hover here with my buzzer.
Kind of like what's going on around here?
You know, just in case you don't know who's next,
right.
This guy's next.
100%. I did this the other day. I was with Witty. We were picking up coffee on the way into work. I got out of the car. I hovered.
Thanks for the invite. A little pre-work coffee.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
that's more pre-work coffee.
Never got.
I do it at the doctor's office. I try to take attendance and see who I can guess has been there before me. Mm. But that's different because there you have an appointment time. And then you start playing the game.
They don't care about the appointment times. You know that. You know that.
So frustrating.
You know that. They don't care.
So frustrating.
They do.
No, they don't.
No, it's such wild disrespect of
it's
your time.
It's not first come, first serve.
Sometimes I know it's not first come, first serve, but you sign up for an appointment at 1, and they let you in at 1:49.
Yeah.
Oh, you just sat there.
I wish I got in at 1:49.
That's just because they're backed up, though. That's not because they're taking
people
ahead of you.
But then why give me an appointment? I mean, why give me an appointment? How have you not budgeted your time?
Time! The playoffs have started in basketball and hockey, and there's really only one way that I can enjoy it. For me, drinking Miller Lite while the action is going on makes the game that much more exciting and that much more delicious. A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. So what do you look for in a light beer? Great taste or less filling? For me, it's great taste and less filling. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right at your door, visit MillerLite.com/crate, C-R-A-T-E. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
I didn't get to do my jag about numbers. Now they're torturing servers.
Ooh, and you're I was going to say about going to the buzzer.
Jag,
with the
you got a jag?
You're the guy torturing servers.
Just wandering around looking for someone's food. Right. Josh, where'd it land?
On you, sir.
Wow.
Wow, Woody.
Weird that you knew that now? Before it stopped. Before it stopped, he knew where it landed. That was weird. Still,
yeah. It was halfway, and then it like clicked over.
Mm.
Woody, you can make your topic about torturing waiters.
No, I've got a whole thing. There was a line, which was my mouth was writing checks that my fists couldn't cash at Thursday soccer.
It should be body couldn't cash
or ass couldn't
fist,
cash.
Fist, body, whatever.
Yeah.
Either way, I very nearly got myself into a fight playing Thursday soccer.
Ooh, fist. Oh, good.
So here's what happens. We're playing. And I have a handball called against me. It was an utter nonsense decision. It's a call your own foul situation. Someone says, that's a handball on Witty. My arm is barely removed from my torso, and it hits the upper portion of my arm. It's never a handball in a million years. And yet this guy had the temerity to call a handball against me. And so whatever, I'm saying F off, go bleep yourself. I'm chirping. I'm not pleased. Then several minutes later, the ball hits me square in the back, right? Nowhere near. Mm. And so I turn and sarcastically look at the guy and I go, "What, is that handball too? Come off my hand or come off my back?"
Wow,
and I'm like looking at him, making eye contact,
sassy,
going, "I'm not having this." Like, and then he gave me a look back and I immediately cowered.
You purposely kicked the ball and hit your back?
No. It was by accident. But I was like kind of saying, what are you going to call that too? You're going to call that too?
That makes me think you blacked out for your rage.
I 100%
And then you came back and you're like,
I
don't want it. I'm good.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Not worth it.
I had 5 minutes where I thought that I was a guy who could be violent on the pitch. And then I remembered, I'm not. And it would be really stupid if I showed up at work the next day with a black eye because I talked my way into trouble.
Content.
It probably would.
What were his measurables?
Yeah, how tall
he was about an inch taller than me, but significantly more muscular.
Who amongst our crew was he the most like in build?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Roy. Yeah.
So he was black.
Said build.
Well, he was.
Oh.
But I wasn't doing it. I was doing build. I wasn't doing skin color.
Profiling.
That's good. Profiling? Yeah.
But anyway, I nearly got into a fight playing Thursday soccer.
I wish you would have.
Yeah.
Just for content. Man, not for you as a person. You have to be on TV probably later this week or something.
You know what? I have to be honest. I did too. I wish I got into a fight.
What?
I wish I could back myself.
Do it.
We've all been there.
All non-fighters. And I put myself, I'm not like just calling Witty a non-fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Big non-fighter over
You're
here.
You're a lover, not a fighter?
Nighters. Always been intrigued by the idea of being in a fight.
Mm. Yes.
I'd love to be in a fight, take care of some business, walk away with like a cut on my cheek.
Yeah.
Like Drew Brees style.
Hardwood, you should have seen the other guy.
No. I almost got in a fight a few weeks ago, and I regretted not getting in the fight afterwards.
Really?
I was fired
up. What was the almost fight?
So I was going to get coffee with my mom when I was in Chicago, and my mom is disabled, so I was trying to get to the handicap parking spot, and there was a woman blocking it, waiting in the drive-through line. So I started to drive around her in the parking lot. She thought that I was trying to cut her off and cut into her in front of her in the drive-through line, which I obviously wasn't, and I had a handicap thing, and I was like, she mouthed at me through a car. She's like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "Parking." And she was like, "Park over there." And I was like, "No, I need to park in the handicap spot." And then she did like the thing where she mocks me. She's like, "No." And I was like, my rage was coursing through my blood. I wanted to fight her, but I didn't.
What would your move have been? How would you, like, what's your technique?
I was still sitting in the car. So I would have gotten out of the car.
Yeah.
I would have stood next to her car and been like, "Say that to my face."
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then
window
and then
down
what?
Or window up?
And then what if she says it? So after you do that, say it to my face. Are you hoping she says it to your face or not? And if she says it to your face, then what's next?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know that you can get in a fight, or you should get in a fight with you outside of the car and someone else in their car.
Oh, because she can run you over.
Yeah. Well, she can run you over.
I wouldn't be in front of the car.
You're also not going to punch, like, is your movie going to punch the window?
She probably would have.
You have the low ground.
So what, spit at the window.
What ended up happening?
It's intimidating. It's intimidating if the person doesn't want to fight. You go out and you show up at someone's car and you're like, "Shoot the door first!" And then they're like, "Whoa, this is a crazy person." Like, let me get out of here.
I'd be like, "Yeah, well, I win now."
Yeah.
Well, she did realize as she pulled away.
Yeah.
And I pulled into the handicap spot. She realized she was being kind of an asshole. So right. I
time.
I kind of wanted you to get in a fight too.
I want
to
hear more about the fighting techniques.
You want to go overtime? Want to go overtime?
No, there was no overtime.
Tony, when's the last time you were in a fight?
I actually have a really good story about it, but I can't answer it.
Yeah, time's passed.
All right.
Have you guys ever been in a parking lot and somebody pulls in next to you? Like, you come back to your car and you can't get in your car because somebody has parked like such an asshole.
I can't even hear.
Josh, who did it land on?
Josh?
I can't see from here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Who else?
Spin it again.
Spin it again.
Who else can see it?
I can't see it. Any better view?
Sorry for moving. Really?
Wow.
Billy.
Bro. What would you guys do if you guys were going to get like in a fist fight? Bro?
Mm.
Like, what would your techniques be?
Keep going, bro.
I have to be honest, I'd go cheap.
Cheap fight.
Very dirty.
I go right for the nads.
Really?
Kick, no, no, with no. A kick?
Wow. Yeah.
Would you scratch?
Kick her a knee. Would I scratch?
Yeah. Or hair pull?
Hair pull.
No, I think probably poke in the eye. Poke in the eye, maybe.
I think I'm throwing.
Double
or single?
Ooh. Eye poke seems not like something I would want to do.
What if they hit you with the hand on front of the nose?
Ooh. Oh,
we're
man.
Fighting the Three Stooges.
Oh, the Curly Howard.
What's happening?
The Curly Howard move.
We're going down hypotheticals, and I'm trying to just say what would be next.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it's a valid point.
No, when you gotta separate the fingers, and then boom. Both index fingers in there.
It's a great question. Because that's the ultimate defense for an eye poke.
I still don't hear an answer.
You just hit him with the middle. Yeah. And they can't get you.
Should I get into a fight?
No.
I would love to get in a fight with a person whose main defense is to put their hand in front of their nose to block for an eye poke.
You got to counter that with separating your hands. You got to go with both index fingers.
Punch them on the side of the head while their hand is in front of their nose.
I'm just going with the counter to that move.
It would be horrible.
All right, none of us actually are fighters.
No. Have you ever considered the consequences of throwing a punch and it landing?
Never.
Like really going through, because the idea is to follow
you
through a guy's cheekbone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. And so like you're coming bone to bone.
A broken hand.
Or if you got
the other person might die.
So I have an uncle who's a black belt, right?
Wow. And what a art.
I don't know. I gotta be honest with you. I probably should have asked.
Jesus,
that.
Tony. Yeah, just semantics over here.
Billy,
just
were you uncle a martial? You struck me as someone who did martial arts.
Let him have a black belt.
I was Jesus. Not.
Black belt. Maybe he's a.
What
taekwondo.
Degree is it? And what is
taekwondo,
he? What
maybe
his exact
karate,
study?
It's a yellow belt.
What are his bona fides?
Yeah. I'm not sure, but he had this dummy that he would fight that he got at Sports Authority.
I know exactly the dummy you're thinking.
Named Bob. Yeah, it's a human being with no arms. And no lower half of the body.
Torso and head only.
Yeah, no eyes.
Poor guy.
Yeah. So Bob's been through a lot. But Bob also is like the victim of people's rage.
He has abs, right?
Yeah.
He does, yeah.
So he's ripped.
Yeah.
Poor Bob.
Well, this Bob got attacked by their dog, Onyx, who ripped out like Bob's innards. So things were like really rough for Bob. Bob had a rough go at it. So for a short time, I would go over there after we'd go to the gym. I'd go over there and I had wraps and everything, and he'd like have me like do like boxing training, right?
Oh, wow.
But it wasn't just boxing, because then he'd show me like more moves, and some of the moves involved punching the Adam's apple, and then there was the move where you like grab down on the back of the head or the shoulders and you do like a knee through the chest.
Maybe he's Krav Maga.
I don't know what it was, but he had me doing all these things, and there was kicking and punching combos and all this stuff, right? And while it was all going on, I knew, one, I'm never going to use this in the real world, more than likely. But two, I was like, I don't think I would want to use this in the real world. Mm. Like, I don't think I want to deal with the consequences of punching someone in the Adam's apple and them not being able to breathe because I've jammed their Adam's apple into the back of their throat.
That could kill them, by the way.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, you know what? I think maybe I would take losing a fight over accidentally manslaughtering a person.
Well, the point is to defend yourself, though. You're defending yourself against another person.
I feel like once you're at the point of Adam's apple into the back of someone's throat, you've crossed the self-defense thing.
What if they just put their hand over their Adam's apple?
I didn't train for that. I would have lost.
You've crossed the self-defense Rubicon.
If you do this, no one can
good suggestion, Jess.
Wow.
That's right.
There's also probably, checkmate. I know, like, I guess for, like, story-wise, you don't want to say it, but, like, to Witty's point, there's really no nobility in not just kicking someone in the nuts to win a fight, right? Like, if it's do or die, like, yeah, I'll get dirty to survive, if that's okay. Like, I'd rather survive.
Even just to win, like, you know, if I'm trying not to get my ass kicked.
I don't think I'd be getting in a fight looking to win. I'd be getting in a fight looking to survive, I think. Yeah, I'm not going for, like, a record or a championship belt in these fights. I'm just trying to get home.
Tony, all-time record in fights?
1-0.
Roy, all-time record in fights?
You have a great story. I think I'm like 2-4, probably, I think.
Wow.
That's horrible. You should have retired. Well,
the Dolphins
well
are fighting.
Well, I was a child. I mean,
why'd you get into 6 fights and why'd you lose 4 of them?
Because I had to defend myself and I lost 4. It seems like you were
very, very bad. Are we talking
at it.
Twitter fights or?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, Roy is undefeated in Twitter.
Roy's
fights.
Twitter record is 3,471-0.
Debatable. Thank you.
Tony, give us your fight story. Tony, give us your fight story.
All right, so it was actually...
Wait, how many fights has Josh been in?
Josh, how many fights have you been in?
Josh looks like he's seen some things.
Yeah.
He said he doesn't want to answer.
Wow.
He's killed someone.
Cody, how many fights?
I've been in one fight.
You guys used to fight like in the street, but that was a different story. Didn't you used to get boxing gloves and like fight people
in the
street?
Oh, no, yes, in high school. That's not, I don't consider that fighting. Yeah. In high school, we would gather...
That's quite training, though.
Josh said 50 or 60.
Wow.
Jesus.
Professional
Josh,
fighter.
Josh.
Prolific.
What the
Are you over 500 or under 500?
Over 500
come
or under 500,
Josh.
Josh.
The microphone. Oh, yeah.
50 or 60, that's like a couple fights a year. For
bullshit.
Am I talking?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are
talking.
When I was a kid and young, I was fat. People made fun of me, and I fought them back.
Mm. Good for you.
And then when I was
fuck those bullies.
Well, yeah.
And then I was kind of a nerd, but I was a nerd with muscles and
a fat nerd.
Same thing. Mm. And then I had a friend who really liked getting fights in college, so we would go to bars and wait for fights.
That friend
was a bad.
That friend is the worst.
That part seems a little reckless.
That friend is the worst.
The fat stuff. Yeah.
The last fight I got in was in Key West, and I was defending somebody. And it was one of those where...
Wait, you're an attorney. Are you talking about legally?
Oh, I was an attorney at the time. No.
Oh, you were just defending someone. Okay.
Right.
And I had somebody by the shirt, and I looked up, and there was a police officer that I knew because of my job. And he said to me, "Counselor, are you sure you want to do that?" And that was the last time I ever did anything that stupid.
And did you do it?
No.
Oh.
And Greg Cody did not press charges.
Oh, my.
Did you do the nose defense? In any of your fights?
What's your record?
No, strangely, it's probably not great, but you do learn to fight dirty as you get older.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that helps a lot.
Yeah.
You spit on them first because they don't see
it. No, now we've crossed
like
the line.
Hey, guys, this is real life right here.
Yeah,
sometimes shit hits the fan.
No. Like, listen, guys.
It's horrible.
There's no dignity in fighting, Jeff.
I mean,
no, but
spitting.
Like,
come on.
That's what I'm
saying.
We're
not animals here.
Exactly. No, punching someone below the belt is one thing, but throwing a drink at someone or spitting at them.
Come on, now.
Totally different.
Yeah, I'm with you.
No, it's wrong, but it allows you to throw the first punch.
If that's wrong, Josh, I don't want to be right.
Ugh, I'm wrong.
You ready?
Showtime. On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Time.
So do you want to?
Oh, I said time like 3 minutes ago.
This is a very violent episode.
Where'd it land, Josh?
It landed on Jess.
That's wild that it never lands on the same name twice. It's just very efficient.
It's amazing to me. Yeah.
Percentages. Pie chart.
I was at a birthday party a couple weeks ago, and there was a fruit salad there.
Hmm. Was it a human birthday party or a dog birthday
Sounds
party?
That's a good question. It was a human birthday party. And there was a fruit salad. And the fruit salad had nectarines, which
pizza
I love.
Or something's a party.
Watermelon. And grapes. I hate grapes in a fruit salad. What? I do not think grapes belong in a fruit salad.
I hate everything in a fruit salad.
Get honeydew out of here. Get the green and the orange out of here.
But grape is not offensive. It doesn't.
I'm not offended by it.
In fact, no. But what I'm saying
is, it offends me.
But what I'm saying is that
the grape told me I don't belong in sports. I was very offended by the grape.
When you have a combination of foods, an amalgam of foods, and one thing makes everything else
that
taste like that thing.
The second word wasn't necessary.
And, the amalgam? Yeah. I was looking for it, and I couldn't get it.
You found it with a bunch of foods, and then you just hit a switch.
An amalgam of foods.
You hit the cinnamon.
You don't want...
I love cinnamon.
Really?
Not that we're talking about that, but
see,
I love cinnamon.
See, but cinnamon is exactly what I'm talking about, which is an aggressive flavor. Cinnamon combined with other things makes everything taste like cinnamon. Grape is not a thing where, because a grape is in a fruit salad, everything tastes like grape. We can just pick them out. Something like a pineapple would be more likely to spread across and make other things taste like pineapple.
Right? I had never considered what Toast Crunch would taste like without the cinnamon.
I mean, they do make other French toast.
Yeah,
French
kind of good crunch, though.
Sugar Toast Crunch.
Nutmeg Toast Crunch.
What?
Cardamom Toast Crunch.
Who?
What?
That sounds good.
That's not a word.
It does sound cardamom.
Cardamom is a spice.
No, that's not a thing.
Billy.
I don't think that's a thing.
It is a thing.
You guys are playing a joke.
No, so no, you don't eat any fruit salads at all, Billy?
It'll be in your
you don't eat fruit in general?
You don't like fruit, Billy?
Anti-fruit?
No, I mean, I'll get, I pick and choose. Like if I'm at like at a breakfast buffet, I'll pick and choose which fruit
I love
I want.
The fruit at a breakfast buffet.
You're such a liar. You're such a liar.
What do you mean I'm a liar?
You will not pick up fruit if you're at a breakfast buffet.
No, I do sometimes. I
what
don't?
Fruit? What fruit?
The thing is, I don't know. I think maybe like a cantaloupe. I'll get like an orangey looking one.
You won't
and
totally
like a green
you don't like
one.
A little cold with your breakfast?
Absolutely I don't need to know
not.
What I'm eating.
Because I know you get the warm oatmeal, you got the warm
I do my thing.
Waffles
I do not,
and pancakes. You
I
don't
eat fruit at a breakfast
buffet.
You're entirely opposed to fruit.
No, I'm not entirely
opposed to fruit. Little
pineapple? He just hates bananas.
I do hate bananas.
Manners.
But I don't eat breakfast with fruit with my breakfast. I don't need it.
Bananas are an overrated fruit.
But then you're just eating a bunch of...
No?
Nope. Overrated. Wow. I'm not saying I don't like chocolate bananas. Pancakes. I'm just saying they're overrated.
Oh, get out of here.
Josh agrees with me.
What? Chocolate chip pancakes?
No.
Goat pancakes.
No. Chris, right now, top five fruit.
Blueberries good too.
Grapes, orange, apple, pineapple.
That's five.
Is it?
No.
The silence while you pondered a fifth fruit.
I was trying to think of a funny one, but blueberry.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not funny.
Very funny.
I couldn't think of a funny one.
Blueberries.
Well, I just think grapes are annoying in a fruit salad because they're hard to, you have to pierce them with a fork, right?
That's a fun game, though, getting that fork.
I don't like the skin of grapes. But I do like wine with lots of skin contact, so that's a little contradictory.
What?
But I think that the grape throws off the entire vibe of the fruit salad.
I think the honeydew
does that. I'd rather have just like all melons or all berries or all stone fruit. When you mix them all together.
What is a stone fruit?
Peaches.
Peach, nectarine, plum, apricot. Those are later anything with a pit.
I don't like the texture of those fruits.
You don't like the fuzz on the skin? Wow.
What about a plum or a nectarine? They don't have fuzz.
Nectarine I can do.
An in-season nectarine. Oh, so good.
Okay. It's an orange.
Yeah.
What's the best fruit to eat out of season?
I would say out of season blueberries are generally pretty good.
A good winter watermelon. I like it.
No. Watermelon's tough. You gotta eat that.
Is that with seeds or without seeds? I don't know.
I've never found a good out of season watermelon before.
Have you guys ever had watermelon juice?
Love watermelon juice.
I had never even. I mean, obviously, I know you can turn any fruit into a juice, but I had never at like a store in the orange juice aisle, like seen
watermelon juice.
Watermelon juice. And then my 3-year-old the other day is like, "Daddy, watermelon juice." And I'm like, "She's ridiculous. They don't actually have that." We went down the juice aisle.
Ridiculous.
They have watermelon juice. I bought it. I don't like it.
It's a good hangover remedy.
Wow. Really?
Noted.
Very hydrating. Yes. Lots of electrolytes.
Noted.
Yes. Nectarine.
That
and
Pedialyte.
I confused.
A nectarine is not an orange.
You're thinking of tangerines.
No.
Orange
I thought
is
it was a clementine.
No, I was thinking of mandarina.
Ooh, those are good.
A mandarin?
Yeah.
But it's mandarina.
I do like a clementine.
Clementines are good.
There's a pumpkin
nothing better than a good clementine.
I think that would be good in a fruit salad, actually. Add a little light citrus note.
How do they get the seeds out of these clementines?
They probably crossbreed the seedless ones with each other and create
GMO.
Like a mega fruit.
Yeah.
Like, GMO. Did you guys know Honeycrisp apples aren't an actual apple breed found in the wild? They were created in a lab basically in Minnesota, and now they're super popular.
Kind of like Granny Smith.
Disgusting.
Granny Smith
apples. Isn't that weird to think
fantastic.
About?
Great apples.
Green apple. Green apple superior to the red apple.
Yes, absolutely.
Can we agree?
Absolutely.
I'm just thinking of apples breeding now.
I'm thinking of fruit having sex as well.
Right. Mm. All right. So that's it.
Was that it?
Yeah. That's so everybody.
Wait, is that? Well,
okay. How about?
Josh have a topic?
Josh might have a topic.
What if we follow up on one topic? We get to continue talking about one of the six topics that we've done so
Billy
far.
Billy was here
today.
For half of this.
The wheel has to decide.
All right.
Let's see. See what Josh enjoyed the most. Is that pumpkin there because it's fall?
No, she brought it. No,
I saw it at Publix, so I brought it so we could have a
it
studio pumpkin.
It has a Buccaneers
pumpkin.
Logo on it.
But it's also the Buccaneers logo, but it's a pirate flag.
Stumpkin. Billy, which topic do you want to continue on?
You should bring up, well, it's up to Josh. I can't see the wheel. You should bring in, like, slowly... Fall,
a million
fall
pumpkins.
Continue. No, not just pumpkins.
Ooh,
every day,
idea.
One item. Random fall items. So, like, we'll show up one day and there's like a scarecrow in the back of the studio.
Like a bale of hay.
There's not that much
like
space in this room.
But I wonder how long.
I'm doing it.
A cinnamon broom.
How long?
I wish you had just offered.
I wish I wouldn't have said it either because I wonder how long you could have done it before someone realized what was going on. Like, in what grade was it? Like, 11th grade, we had this teacher, it was like a philosophy teacher, right? And he had, God rest his soul, he had like all of these little like statues.
Where was that in the
around.
Cat segment?
He had all these little statues of owls and stuff around in, the, I'm looking
spooky.
At you. I see what you're doing.
Well, no,
I just didn't know if these buttons worked. So he has all of these like figurines of like owls and stuff like around the classroom, right? And very slowly people like were taking one owl at a time and they were disappearing, right? But then what happened? He didn't notice at first. And then what happened? They started replacing them with childhood action figures. So like there was like random like little Pokemon action figures. And then there was like a wrestler. And then there
little
was like
Frodo
a baseball
Baggins,
player.
Yeah,
exactly. Because that's
that somebody, was my favorite toy.
Somebody has an action figure of Frodo Baggins.
You're looking at her.
Huh. You're the only one.
That's not true.
All right.
I was shocked that in the Grid of Death, you didn't pick the punishment that was watch all of the Lord of the Rings for the weekend.
That was a punishment?
Yeah, it's called Worst Weekend Ever, and it was watch all the Lord of the Rings for the weekend.
It'll be there for a few weeks.
It'll be there for a while. You lose. Don't worry about that.
I'm not going to pick it once the Bengals lose.
Don't worry about that.
Nice.
Josh, which topic do you want us to continue?
So wait, now the wheel has gone from having our names on it to having all the topics.
Yeah, we changed it. And I think it spun before.
Yeah.
We just neglected it.
All right, he wants us to go deeper into the fruit takes. Because Jessica's in particular are poor.
He's like he doesn't remember all the other ones.
Yeah, possibly. Right, yeah, should we say the topics? Just
Okay.
Josh remembers.
So
Cody's topic was restaurants calling out a number versus a buzzer.
Yeah. Ooh,
Woody had
talk.
A
I didn't get to do a jag on that. I wanted to do one.
Man, you should have jagged
Woody had
off
a fight that he almost got into at a soccer game.
Yeah.
Football. Tony talking about the word bro, which apparently only people in Miami say.
No, not bro.
No,
Roy
please.
Talked
it's
about
not,
the Panthers
only,
rookie symposium.
It's not only, but it's exclusively.
It's not only. It's neither only nor exclusively. It's most per capita.
Right.
Billy was talking about his fist fight techniques whether or not he'd use them. I talked about a fruit salad.
All right, what delightful history paper this is.
All right, now that we've heard the moment, Josh, which one do you want to go for again?
Back to the man.
Back to the bro?
Yeah.
All right. More bro conversation.
Not fruit.
Wow. Well.
Jeez.
So, bros.
He's wearing a Panthers mask right now.
Well, you know what it is.
Yeah.
So,
what?
Bro. There was one time. We were in a high school basketball game
bro.
Against Tim Hardaway Jr.
Do you think?
Tony's like, I've emptied the clip on
bro. No. I still have bros. I still have
got
more
plenty
bros.
Of bro. Give him some time.
Yes.
That Witty has ever said bro more than like five times in his life, like naturally?
No.
The most time ever today that he said
no.
bro.
I've used dude every now and again.
Ooh. Dude's a good
when
one.
Even,
like
and even when,
I say
it,
dude all
when
the time.
It passes my lips, I'm like, what are you doing?
How many drinks in are you when you're calling people dude?
It just, I don't know, every once, it happens almost by mistake, and I listen to myself and I go, I don't like the fact that I just said dude. Why? I'm not a dude guy. Don't be a dude guy.
Right.
Stay in your lane.
What do you think you are?
Stay in your lane.
I'm a sir guy.
Sir.
I like calling people
so
sir.
So am I.
But yeah. Like, yeah, but like an angry, passive aggressive sir
no,
or
no.
respectful
like, oh, what's
sir?
What's up, sir? Sir, are you doing all right?
I demand a refund, sir.
Thank you, sir.
How dare you, sir?
I said good day, sir.
Ooh, that's
did
a good
that
one.
Hit my hand too, sir?
Oh, calling a ref, sir.
Yeah, that'd be good.
You have that's the only time I ever use sir.
Passive aggressive at the right. opposing team, sir.
But sir.
Sir, I'm not having that.
But sir, she was offside.
Huh. Doing all right, sir?
Yeah, I'm all right.
What do you say to a manager at a restaurant when they don't have the sports TVs set up right? Because I've been to a couple of restaurants with
sir,
you.
Can you
when
change the
TVs
channel?
Are not set up the way Woody likes, he is kind of like at a blackjack table.
Yeah.
Not shy about pointing out what needs to be right. No. And
well, we also went to a sports pub on the night of the NBA Finals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And
they were showing
play.
And they were showing Yankees Reds in
and
July.
And this lady who clearly had
and
no idea, she's like, We like to have a lot of different sports on. It's like there's no other
it's
sports
like, no, yeah, that's
going
great,
on right
but
now.
That's great,
but also the NBA Finals is on. And also the second that she put it on, everyone was engaging with it because I guess there were a lot of Phoenix people in the area. And
by the time we left, it was the only thing on.
It was
the
only
place.
Thing on, and everyone, and like, people were cheering. People and like that's, by the way, the most satisfying feeling in the world is when you've asked for a television change and it comes off successfully. Other people are engaging with this thing that you asked for. Mm-hmm. It's the best.
Mm. Right. Mm. So, bros, listen.
Mm.
Tim Hardaway Jr.
I'm so hungry, Tony.
I know. It'll be quick.
You got 3 minutes.
No wonder you've been so militant about this clock. You're like,
I'm so. Why
else
are you doing
it? Guys, we're wasting time. Hold on.
All right, Tony, tell the story.
High school basketball game.
It's almost dinner time.
I know. Palmetto, Killian, huge rivalry in Miami, right?
Right.
District championship game. We end up losing by a point. Timmy Hardaway Jr. has 45.
The Pro Bowl.
Yes. Timmy Hardaway Jr. has 45 points. He's amazing. The fans of both sides. A big fight brews out, right? A vocal fight.
Does it brew out or does it break out?
It breaks out.
It broed out.
But it was brewing for a while. So the way that Killian is built is that the gym is on like the second or third floor and you have to go downstairs into the hall of the school to get to where the locker rooms are. The problem is they filtered out all of the opposing fans into the same hallway that the team was coming out from. And we had a kid who played for the other team and then came to play for our team. A huge fight breaks out between our team and the opposing fans.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What does any
did
of this
anyone
have to
say,
do with bro?
Did anyone
like
say bro
this is
in
just,
story?
You wanted to just tell us a story about your high school.
No, he wanted to get to the story. I'm trying to follow up on the one and only.
I'm getting to
you
it.
You get the sense Tony just wanted to tell us a high school glory day story, right?
I'm going
to
eat my shoe
to get some tacos. His fight record is 1-0, and we got to get to how it's
1-0. There's also a bro in this.
All right, go on. Eat the pumpkin, I dare you.
I actually dare you to
take a bite out of it.
So this guy stands up, and there's people pushing everybody, and then he goes, bro, the next person that says fuck you to me, I'm going to beat their ass.
somebody, you know how that goes.
Somebody screams fuck you in his face.
Yeah.
He starts trying to punch people and an entire brouhaha, you know, erupts inside the halls of the high school.
A brouhaha.
A boy.
Yes. Thank you, Roy.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to Mystery Crate.
That's what you count as your 1-0?
No. So I have a minute left. Okay. So. I've got a minute left. No, I'm looking at the clock.
The episode's over.
Josh really wants to know how this ends.
I know. So he's on the edge of his seat.
Yeah.
So all of us are fighting other people. Some guy pushes me against the wall. I punch him in the forehead. Okay.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No way,
punched
bro.
Punched him in the forehead.
Oh, man. Your hand must
hurt. Bro, it was crazy. No, I actually didn't hurt that much.
Square between the eyes?
Square between the eyes. He didn't put up the defense.
Oh, idiot.
Naturally.
What an idiot.
Which is why I took out his forehead. I got dragged away.
Dummy.
Bro, it was crazy.
Yeah.
It was melee. We had to write a letter the next day.
But bro,
to the other school, like
a letter,
apology letter. Yeah, it was weird.
Was it the Breakfast Club
again?
Or
this is 2010,
and that resolved it, huh? Happens. You punched someone in the head and just wrote a letter to the school, and that was it.
Yeah, and the security guard who was in charge of seeing the cameras and who started the fight,
mm-hmm.
kind of gave us an elbow, like, "Hey guys, took care of it, bro." Turned off the camera.
Dollar bro.
Wow,
like, my bro.
Dollar bro.
Mm-hmm. Angel, by the way, rest in peace.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, wow. No longer with us.
Jeez. Tell us more about Angel.
Yeah.
No, just for guys.
Angel was a great guy. Rest in peace.
That's the day he got his wings.
Thank you for listening to Mystery Crate.
Hmm.
Okay, goodbye.
Because his name's Angel, get it? Heaven.
Yeah, Angel got,
yeah,
Angel
he's
got
dead
his wings.
Now.
Rest in peace, though.
R.I.P. Angel.
Yeah.
All right.
The playoffs have started in basketball and hockey, and there's really only one way that I can enjoy it. For me, drinking Miller Lite while the action is going on makes the game that much more exciting and that much more delicious. A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. So what do you look for in a light beer? Great taste or less filling? For me, it's great taste and less filling. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right at your door, visit MillerLite.com/crate, C-R-A-T-E. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.